from an ongoing conversation with a student in my Subtle Energies and Intuitive Skills class. Question, Duality 201, Human Harm Caused by Ignorance versus Actual Evil Energy? How do you see the difference? What are other ways in which duality creates problems? Duality is a fact of our existence. It is an isness we cannot deny as it is part of our present time reality. We can be aware of the truth of oneness. However, we live in a world of duality. We are male and female, we see good and bad, we have up and down, light and dark, evil and peaceful kindness. Each of the extremes cannot exist without the other to compare with. Our oneness is truth, yet only when we access and see it from the broader encompassing ethereal, astral, 5D, heaven, higher dimensions, heightened awareness, etc. For us here on earth living our day-to-day existence in this moment, duality is reality. In so being, it is the acceptance of this reality and then our skillful navigation of it that leads us away from the perceived conflicts between the opposites that duality so potently provides. For me, the reality of duality provides the opportunity to consider and experience the opposites. It is in this consideration of opposites that I find my path along the middle way, as Buddhists call the Eightfold Path to Enlightenment. My understanding of the darkness comes from considering it as the opposite of my knowing of the light and my direct experience of it. With what I learn, I can choose the between that works, without denying either extreme. So, when we name and experience the ends of our dual extremes, we exercise our powers of creation by giving life to that which we name and explore. Rightly so, as the opposites exist in our experience. When we consider male and female, or kindness and evil as ends of a spectrum of similar energies, we can know each better. When we live our experiential earthly existence, we actively navigate between dual extremes and end up finding our path in between, calling on what we know about each end to serve our needs in the moment. This was the point of the Divine Feminine and Divine Masculine exercise we did in class, to explore the qualities of both, and see that we are both dual and also one. Back to the question, how do I see the difference between human harm caused by ignorance or that caused by actual evil energy? In our experiential world, harm caused by either ignorance or evil is still harm and can have equal effects. Harm happens. That said, one's perception of harm, no matter how it is sourced, is subjective. A joke about my baldness caused me harm when I was self-conscious about losing my hair. I thought that person was evil at that time. Now, that joke told today is likely to cause me to laugh as I am no longer harmed by it. I have acceptance of and gratitude for the way I am. In other words, I've let go of the resistance to my baldness and accept and embrace my present time reality. My amness in this way is free of the once disruptive duality of bald is bad and haired is good. If the person who told me the joke shared it again today, he'd no longer be evil. Rather, he'd likely be funny. So the problems of duality reduce down to judgments, preferences and even boundaries. They are all separators too often used to increase and fortify our attachment to judgment. When I suspend judgment, and look and consider upward toward what is similar and accessible and downward to what is different and offensive, I find that the problems associated with duality shift into understanding and fade away from resistance of either extreme. So, here's a tip. When you find yourself reacting to evil, harm, ignorance, good, judgment, preference, etc., take a moment to explore what its opposite can shine a light on for you to explore. Then, inquire as to where in between the two extremes is your truth from your own direct experience. Trust and accept the answers you receive, and then act armed with information that comes from your own self-examination. Please share what you discover for yourself. Michael.